morning. There was once a school that had 6 different ability groups for maths. Each year, the same maths teachers taught the same ability level in the subject. One year, the headmaster decided to experiment. She picked a teacher at random, who turned out to be the teacher of the second from bottom set. The head teacher told the teacher how good he was at his job and that next year he would be given the top set for maths. The teacher's attitude and expectations for the class totally changed when he received his new class. He knew the top set should always get the top grades, and he taught them accordingly. Sure enough, the students achieved straight A grades. The amazing thing was that the class wasn't really the top set at all, but was the second from bottom set. Because the teacher had changed his attitude and expectations for the class, the students rose to the challenge and produced outstanding results. Do our attitudes and actions towards others allow them to flourish, or do we believe the worst of people, an attitude which they will soon pick up? Do we consider ourselves to have value and worth and treat ourselves accordingly? Our attitude to ourselves will determine what we make of life. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and joy and abundance." Let's ask God to change our attitudes to ourselves and others so that we can be joyful in ourselves and spread that joy around. God alone knows the world needs it.